Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipes and topic of conversation are mashed potatoes. All bets are off in my house when it comes to the question of what type of mashed potato I should serve for dinner. My youngest son was always very forthright. Mom, if you need me to run to the grocery and get those marshmallows for the sweet potato casserole, I'll be happy to be of service to you, O queen of the kitchen, and she who must be obeyed. And, you know, it's obvious I liked him best most of the time. I usually ended up making a sweet potato and a regular potato side dish just to keep peace and make sure there were leftovers for the weekend. I've discovered that the real trick to creamy, buttery, luscious mashed potatoes is to use Yukon Gold potatoes instead of the russet or Idaho potatoes that most people seem to use. That's really all there is to it, along with adding butter and cream or broth or whatever else you like. Potatoes should be cut into approximately the same size so that when they cook evenly. Place them in a pan with cold, salted water. Cook them softly, not at a big rolling boil. After draining them, return the potatoes to the pot, shake them over a medium heat for a little bit just to make sure that the remaining water or moisture is gone. It's important that you mash your potatoes to the desired consistency before you add any liquid. Once you add the liquid, it kind of sets the mashed potatoes. And never, ever, ever, I repeat, never overbeat your potatoes or use a food processor. It'll end up turning into glue. Use an up and down motion, sort of like a chopping motion, to get the consistency that you want. 1 to 3 medium potatoes will make about 2 cups of mashed potatoes. And for something extra special, take your mashed potatoes and you can garnish your vegetable dishes with it. Add a beaten egg to the mashed potatoes and use a pastry bag to pipe a decorative edge, then bake it at about 375 until the garnish just starts to brown. Today's recipe is for mashed maple sweet potatoes. You want 5 to 6 large sweet potatoes, 1/2 cup of softened butter, about 1 cup of cream or half and half, 2 tablespoons of vanilla, 2/3 of a cup of light brown sugar packed pretty tight, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of maple syrup, 1 1/4 cup chopped pecans, 2 eggs kind of beaten up, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, and 1/4 cup of chopped pecans. Preheat the oven to 375 and line a baking sheet with aluminum foil. Place the sweet potatoes onto the baking sheet and bake for about 45 minutes to an hour until it's soft. Remove them from the oven and let them cool. Peel them and then place the pulp in a bowl. Preheat the oven to 375. Grease a 2-quart casserole. In a bowl, mash the warm potatoes along with the butter, cream, vanilla, brown sugar, salt, 1/2 cup of maple syrup, 1 cup of chopped pecans, and the eggs. Mix to combine. Spread the mashed sweet potatoes into the prepared baking dish and sprinkle the remaining 2 tablespoons of maple syrup and 1/4 cup of pecans on the top. Bake thoroughly until it's hot, about 35 to 45 minutes. Serves about 6 to 8. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you miss the recipe, you can always find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my column in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.